on the new crop side of things, corn is behind. Soybeans, behind. So on new crop corn, we're looking at, like I said, just shy of 500,000 tons. And if that's the case, we are still 45% behind the five-year average for this time of the year. So if that's what we're looking at, and we do keep that that pace, or we just improve to where we think we should be, maybe 2% below, we're still going to be looking at changes on either September or the October USDA report of maybe 100 to 200 million bushels, which this early in the marketing year is a pretty good cut, but that also does give us the reason to be a little bit concerned about new crop prices. On the soybeans, it's the exact same situation. We are way, way, way behind on new crop bookings at this time of the year. So since they already made a change of 125 million bushels on the last USDA report, we don't think they'll make any of those changes again until September, October. But you're still talking 100 to 200 million bushels coming out of that overall export demand side of things. And that's where you get a little bit nervous. Even if you do see some sort of a production issue out of soybeans, the lack of demand is going to continue to hold us back from seeing much higher prices at this point.